The advisory board, Senator Cantwell.
Mr. Chairman, I support Senator Hirono in this effort, and I appreciate her mentioning that I am a co-sponsor of this. Our energy sector is going through major transformation. The question is whether we're going to skill and train people to take advantage of those higher-wage jobs. I know our state was a recipient of a DOE grant in the southern, southwest part of our state that helped take energy workers in one field and update and grow their skills so that they were making higher wages and contributing to the next generation of energy jobs. Otherwise, I'm not sure where they would have gone or what sector they would have gone to. The problem is we spend a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to assess what the core curriculum and changes were that we should be educating them on. Literally, people had to start with just the basics of what is the picture of next generation energy, what are the skill sets, what are the training needs. And so without getting more expertise at DOE, we're literally, it's like the R&D bill. We're missing a key opportunity to understand what are those needs of those specific job sectors. In this case, we took workers from a coal plant and trained them on power system engineering and running new power plants of the future. So I very much support this amendment. This is about building expertise, and it is a transformation. We do need data from the private sector on what we think those skill sets are, what we can do to faster get them implemented in our communities so that we can grow the right workforce for tomorrow. I could support this amendment on cybersecurity alone. If people haven't figured it out, our grid is a major, major attack point now with state actors. We have got to train and skill a workforce on the transmission cybersecurity needs of the future. You could do a whole WPPA program, in my book, just on that. But that's not what this amendment does. This amendment says, let's just get the right expertise so that we can move faster on getting the curriculum development by listening to the private sector tell us what are their workforce needs of the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hirono.